Protesters gathered outside Schenectady Police Headquarters Monday night, hours after a video circulated online of what appears to be a police officer holding a man to the ground with his knee on the man's neck. Now the mayor says the incident is under review. A month after Police Chief Eric Clifford took a knee in solidarity with protesters outside Schenectady Police Headquarters, one of his officers appeared to do the same on a city man's neck. The incident involving 31-year-old Yogeshwar Gande Prasad, who is of Guyanese descent and also goes by Chris Prasad, and a white police officer was filmed by Gande Prasad's father. Within hours after a 23-second clip of the incident made the rounds on social media, protesters demanded justice downtown.
I need justice.
Gande Prasad, who speaks with an accent, showed scrapes on his forehead and knee after he said an officer pinned him to the ground for 8 to 10 minutes. He said he passed out and woke up in Ellis Hospital. He was still wearing the hospital bracelet outside police headquarters.
I need a cop to be suspended for now or terminated.
Gande Prasad said the officer questioned him about tires that were slashed in his neighborhood. Gande Prasad said he asked the officer for video proof of the alleged tire-slashing incident. He then said he thanked the officer and turned away to walk into his backyard, where he was detained. A statement from the Schenectady Police Department says Gande Prasad fled on foot into the backyard after the officer reached out to detain him. The statement says a brief foot chase and struggle ensued, during which the officer lost his radio and asked a nearby witness to call police. Additional officers reportedly then assisted the responding officer and placed Gande Prasad in handcuffs. The protest comes a month after the city's police chief's response to a Black Lives Matter protest on the same sidewalk drew widespread acclaim. Chief Clifford kneeled and walked with protesters in the days following George Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody. That was a powerful moment for Schenectady resident Vonda McGill.
People hugged. I have another picture that there was a police officer and another gentleman that hugged each other from the black community. You know what I mean? Because not all cops are bad, and not all people are bad, but putting your knee on somebody can actually kill them, as we've seen many times before. It's really sad. You know what I mean?
McGill called the officer's actions absolutely disgusting. City Councilor Marion Porterfield also attended the protest.
Restraints that could cause people physical harm, that could cause their death, are not acceptable.
Porterfield said she had spoken with the mayor, police chief, and some rank-and-file members of the police force about the incident. Mayor Gary McCarthy told WAMC he directed Chief Clifford to investigate. The Schenectady Police Department's Office of Professional Standards is reviewing the incident. On June 10th, McCarthy signed an executive order related to police actions, including a ban on choke and knee-to-neck holds. All of Us, a community group that helped organize Monday's protest, is calling for further action with a 13-point list of demands. The group is calling on community members to stage another protest at City Hall next Monday. All of Us's Legacy Casanova asks, what if?
What if this wasn't caught on camera? What if this was another George Floyd incident? It would be devastating. So once situations like this happen, we have to automatically just be a part of the movement and make a protest so people know what's going on in our area.
The Monday evening protest ended without incident. For photos and to read the entire response by the Schenectady Police Department, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.